Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me I have both my brothers, Cheryl and Taj Jackson. How are you guys?
What's going on? This is low.
What's going on? We are live on The Power of Love, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on, we will open up our phone lines. Yeah, we'll take phone calls and questions, of course, via Twitter. If you have any questions about our topic or anything related to the topic, that's pretty much the same thing. But you could tweet us at DDJ Foundation. Again, that's the letter DDJ and the word foundation. Disclaimer, we're going right into it, fellas. Okay. It's a new month, September 12th, but here's the disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've learned from it, and we want to share our opinions and attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely on us. So, it's an awesome day outside. It's 76 degrees.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. One of the many perks of being in LA is the weather. Probably the number one, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's a great day. But enough about LA, enough about the weather. I'd like to know how you guys are doing. What's going on?
Well, I feel like it's been... We haven't been on the air for...
A little while.
It's been a little couple weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't been on 3 weeks because I missed a show.
Right.
So I feel like a lot has been going on since the last time I was here, actually. Some good, some bad, but I'm still here, so I'm thankful.
Yes. Do you want to elaborate on either the good or the bad? And keep it quick, please.
Well, the bad, and I guess we'll discuss it at another time, another show.
Yeah.
Not many people know, but...
Well, Taj and I talked about it.
Oh, you did?
We mentioned it.
So... Yeah, the day, our very first rehearsal for the shows that we were doing while I was rehearsing with you guys, my house was being robbed.
Yeah.
So.
Which is crazy.
I've been living there for 20 years and never had an issue like that. And that night, it was August 16th. Mm. And that night was life-changing in ways. Yeah. And I don't know, it's tough because I lost a lot of, I lost jewelry and things, but I don't really care as much. I mean, the things I do care about was because of the people that gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I lost a watch that was given to me from Pops for graduating. So that was lost. I lost them.
Yeah, we're going to discuss all that next week.
We'll talk about all that.
That little teaser.
Yeah, it's a teaser.
It is a little teaser. But, you know, it was difficult to move on from there, but I had to, and you know, it was strange timing because we were leaving to go out of the country. So I had to make a lot of adjustments, but, you know, and then obviously we had Uncle Michael's passing or his birthday. And Mom's passing anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had shows.
Yeah.
And, it was. I think...
A lot of activity.
I guess I should pass it to Taj and then save what else I have to say for the show.
Okay.
Because I think I'm just going on. Taj, that's a great shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's a classic Taj shirt.
I had a look at it. Target.
Yeah, you've probably worn that. Have you worn that shirt over 100 times?
No.
Yes, you have.
I've worn it probably over 30 times. I wouldn't say 100. This is somewhat
Taj,
new.
You wear that all the time.
It just looks
really?
Like
I feel like I haven't seen that.
This is the 30th time.
Taj, you have shirts similar to that.
I have a lot of shirts.
He's wearing a shirt, by the way, with the Nintendo old school Nintendo controller.
Is that the very first Nintendo, right?
Yeah, so this is NES.
Nintendo NES.
So some of our listeners and fans out there, you probably have seen Taj.
Represents me very well.
In this shirt before. But anyway, yes, Taj, how have you been? Tell us about your week or your last couple weeks.
Everything has been, honestly, well, you probably can hear my voice, and I think your guys' voice as well.
Did you get sick?
No.
No, he passed it on to everyone else.
That's only for JV people.
luckily, over here.
That's all right. It takes a lot to get us down.
You know what? He was going to sleep early. Yeah, he was.
I don't mess around with my sleep.
You're good.
No. I made a pact with my body. I said, not before the show, after the show, I'm cool. Don't do it before the show. Mm-hmm. And it listened. So that I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
So I'm recovering. I'm recovering.
John Mayer actually
does that too?
Well, he had a good something on his story where he basically said, I'm so sick right now. But I'm not, come get me, because I had a lot of important stuff and it didn't get me.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so get me.
Come get me now.
I owe you, so get me good. That's pretty true. It's true, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But yeah.
So, everything.
Good timing.
Great time. You know, obviously just going to Europe and seeing everyone and, you know, just feeling the love and with everyone. It's something that's surreal. You really can't explain it, you know, and just them being there for you since day one is incredible.
And that leads into one of our main topics is about passion and whatever it is, however it is, however you lost the passion or lost, you know, your way on the path to what your goals and dreams are, how to get it back and what it feels like to get it back. Because although we've always been doing music and exploring other things, I think you guys would agree doing that show was just amazing. It was a beautiful, nice surprise because our fans were so passionate and so strong and so committed and so supportive of us. Even after all these years, that's what it was. You know, it wasn't like, you know, this is 3 years later. This is 20 years later for us performing in France. And to see the passion that the French fans, and there are other European fans, I'm sure, actually, I know there were, but, you know, obviously it was some American. Yeah. We had some American fans and bless you for flying in. We hope you enjoyed the trip to Europe and enjoyed the show.
Hope it was worth it.
Hope it was memorable.
Yes.
But, it was just a really cool thing. And for me personally, it's something I'll never forget. And it was something that, was just beautiful. It was a beautiful time and everything was just wonderful. The country, people, everything.
I think the difference is that, you know, and this does tie into a lot of the stuff that we always talked about anyway, is there's a lot of people that don't believe in you. And there's a lot of people that counted us out. And it really took some people just believing in us and saying, no, we want you to come back and this and that. Because this is an industry where it's like you have a time shelf, they think. And if you're not the hot new thing, then you're not relevant. And that trip showed a lot of people that we were relevant and that, you know, our music's here to stay and we're here to stay. And so that, I think that was kind of a triumphant return for us in that way.
Yeah.
And that was because of the fans that were there for us.
So I think that should be the second part. And this is open phone calls too. So we don't want it to just be a 3T show and just related to our experiences. But we want to tie in you and any of your experiences with, you know, basically those two things. Is number one, finding your passion after a long hiatus. Am I saying that word right?
Hiatus?
Yeah. After a long break for whatever reason, whether it's externally or internally caused, how to stay motivated, how to stay with it, as well as, which is very similar, staying confident in a negative environment, which is what people have to go through all the time. Daryl, were you going to say that?
No, I don't know if this is good.
Just say
segue to it. I wanted to bring up September 11th.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was obviously
yesterday.
And, a memorable time for our country and for the world, I think. I know where I was.
Yeah, I know where I was.
You know, and I remember that day very well because pretty much our entire family was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, I think it was the Michael Jackson 30th.
Yes.
I don't know the exact title of the show, but all of our family was pretty much there to either perform or to support the shows at the Madison Square Garden. So when that happened, we had no connection. We couldn't, I mean, phone lines were down. So it was trying time for us as well. And of course, a lot of lives were lost.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's people still affected, you know, And it's just it's hard because time moves on, but the pain, you know.
Have you guys been back? Well, I'm sure you've been back to New York, but have you seen the
Ground Zero? No, I have not.
Recently?
You have, Tosh.
I did for when? It was our cousin Heather's.
Yes, but I don't know if it was.
Was it still being built at that time?
It was still being built. And I highly recommend you guys both go. They did, I thought, a really good job.
Because you were in New York
a couple years ago.
With Royal, right? Was that right?
Yes.
Royal?
Yeah, that's the trip.
But yeah, they did a good job. They did a really good job paying respect and remembering those who lost their lives. And just the whole day in itself, I thought the city did a great job of you know, celebrating and dedicating those people. But I'm happy you mentioned that, Gerald, because that was a crazy time for everyone, really around the globe, and especially for us Americans, and especially for New Yorkers, and especially for those who lost someone in that. So our prayers and love are to you, because we know you're dealing with it. And it's kind of similar to, I guess it's kind of similar to what we have to go through, because there's remembrance and reminding all
every
the time.
Year. Yeah.
Not even every year. Only
well, yeah, because you have
for them. So, I mean, imagine living in New York and there's, you know, there's stops that are now, you know, I think they just on a subway just opened the stop World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah.
So just everywhere, it's part of our lives now. You know, just like Uncle Michael will play on the radio every day, and it's a constant reminder. So we're just sending love to you and support to all of you. Okay, so a couple of topics, like we said. The first one I wanted to discuss was when you have a goal and your passion and a dream when you're young, you're on the path to it. And for some reason, and you're succeeding and achieving, similar to our situation. And for whatever reason, it comes to a stop. For whatever reason, it comes to a stop. Your passion and love for what got you there is still strong. But eventually, whether it's failure, whether it's negative noise, whether it's just nonsense, whatever it could be, sometimes that can hit your passion and drive to do.
Get tested.
You get tested. And it's so interesting because this is something that's very personal to me. I don't think I've really shared this. And I'm curious to know if you guys, I don't think we've ever talked about it. I'm curious to know if you guys ever felt this way. I've always loved music. Mm-hmm. I've always loved music. But I have to admit, there was a time where I didn't want anything to do with music.
Right.
And it was just a perfect storm of bad situations. Feeling like you're stuck in a record contract that will never be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating. You're seeing peers and other groups continue
on
their process.
Can I stop you for a second?
It better be important.
It is
important.
Why are
you asking? Just jump in.
Well, because I was trying not to be rude, but it was a rude interruption.
DJ. No, you're good.
Because you know, we just talked about the 9/11 and saying that our whole family was there. The reason we weren't there was because we were stuck in a Sony contract. A lot of people, we can talk about that now, but a lot of people don't know that that we were trying to get off of Sony, and that was the reason we weren't there, because of that whole scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because you just mentioned that, you know, being stuck and seeing other people, your peers perform and all that. That
is painful. It's
so tough. We sat there watching shows and watching this on the sidelines. And so, go on.
Okay. So anyway, there was a time, and that helped prompt my move to Texas. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know who knows that we moved to Texas for... actually, we moved before, so
means you and your family.
Yeah, but we moved before 9/11. 9/11 brought us back to California, but proceeding up to 9/11, I was in Texas for that reason. Just lost, frustrated, upset, angry, annoyed, everything, you know? And you seeing your peers continue on, and you not feeling like you're getting a fair shot, whatever. And then, and another thing is, I didn't know if I felt like it was... I wasn't even a fan of the music. If that makes sense. There was some good music out there, but it just seemed like within the industry, what was getting celebrated wasn't aligning with how you
envisioned,
you know, melodic music. Yeah. And it seemed like it became more about image and being hard and then to being true to yourself and, you know, creating classic, amazing art.
Yeah.
So all that was testing. And my question to any, first you two, but any callers is, did you guys ever lose that kind of, I think I know your answer, but did you guys ever like get tested to the point where it's like, I don't even want to do this, that keep me away?
Well, for me, I think there were, I think, and we all could share this because we were all in the same boat. I think the most frustrating thing about that whole situation was not having control of our destination.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say not having control of your destination, it's not having control of being able to pursue your dream. Everything that we've worked. I mean, because I thought about this earlier today when I was Bryce's age, we were rehearsing every day, at least an hour. Hour of run throughs and then, you know, vocals and performance and all that. So we started very young, and you know, 10 years later, you have success. You know, you've worked your butt off to get to a point where you have a following, and we worked and did an album, and it from there it just stopped. After the second album, you know, it never got released, it stopped. And it was frustrating because it's like all this time and all these sacrifices that you have made. You made sacrifices as far as Wharton, your business school. And you chose, you know, I made and sacrifices, sports, you know, so and Taj as well. So we all made sacrifices doing this music thing. And then it just all came to a halt and there was no way for us to move. No way for us to move. And I think what was difficult was that it was out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
And for most other people, they can have other options, but for us, it was different, you know, because of our situation and our family. So I think, you know, being told, you know, you're the master of your ship, you control your destiny, was hard because in a way, we didn't, unless we chose a whole different career, a whole different path, and that's the frustration because it's like you either throw it all away and you do something completely different. Or you just sit there and you just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was to the point where, because it wasn't told, we weren't told, you know, it's going to be over in 6 years. So come back in 6 years.
It was
like, you know, a couple more months, next week, next month, you know, give us 3 months. Then it was the holidays. So then come back beginning of the year. So it was just that constantly. And it gets frustrating. It really got frustrating watching. You know, cause I felt like that was our time and we were doing very well and you see everything else happening around you and you're just on the sidelines. So that's where it was frustrating.
Taj, do you have anything to add before I start answering
real quick,
calls?
Yeah. Who sounds worse, me or Taj?
You guys both sound horrendous.
All right.
Thank you. Mine came later on. I think I have talked about it.
He sounds worse.
Thank you. Mine came probably
you do.
Six or seven.
He asked me a question.
You know what it is? It's because it's nasal now. And I talk with a bass voice. So you're going to hear the nasal part.
I weighed the evidence.
Bass go, yeah?
Yeah, my bass is gone.
And the judge made his decision.
Got no bass.
Anyway, this is Taj for anyone that's listening.
We're on the bass.
I think for me, it was later on. And it was kind of similar to what you had mentioned in terms of I didn't identify with the music industry anymore. You know, whatever I was hearing on the radio, it was like, I couldn't figure out where does 3T fit into this?
You felt like it moved past you and you didn't, because
not only that moved past, that the stuff that moved past, that was getting celebrated. And
this, Taj, I don't know if you felt this way. Turo, I'm going to strongly assume did, but as a musician and an artist, you, when you're in the game, when you're succeeding, you have a say of how music goes.
And
the more we were on the sidelines being held out, the more it seemed like the industry and the sound was going away from us. And then after several years, it's like, where do we go in, you know? And then it's like you're starting completely over, because that's something I think what was made the song great. It did hit them from left field. It was a different sounding song, but to do that, what I'm trying to say is that isn't the, put it this way. If you go into a record company right now and you get signed, the first thing they want to do is make you sound like what's on the radio.
Yeah. Because or cut you with a producer.
Cut you with a producer who has the current sound because it's safe. Us, And maybe it's the Jackson in us. I don't know. We like to hit them from left field, have a different sound, have a new thing. Mm-hmm. And we did that and succeeded in our own 3T way.
Right.
But
a sound.
But that is riskier because it's not safe. It's a risk. Right, right. And it's higher reward, high risk, higher reward. And for us to have to get in that mentality to do it again is tough because now it's like, you know, we hit the jackpot once. Are we going to be able to hit it again? Yeah. So now what do we do? Do we conform? But I don't want to conform to what I'm hearing. Yeah. So what do you do? You know, and I'm going to finish this last point and then get back to you, Taj. Our single, what was going to be our single on the second album was from left field. But we had the clout and we had the momentum from mm-hmm. our success to get away with it. So now if we came back with that first single after 3, 4, 5 years away.
Are you talking about Halo?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a risk. It wouldn't have been a risk if we came out right away.
Yeah.
Because we would have had the attention to have that, those eyes and ears. So that's what was so timing. And to be honest, I know you guys don't have the smarts to think this way, but that was one reason I know we all were. I don't want to make it seem like I was the reason for this, but that's what I liked about Stuck on You being a single. Even though it eliminated that, it was kind of calm. It was a familiar song.
Yeah, it was safe.
It was safe, but right. not in the, you know what I mean? So it just kind of, it's frustrating.
But that's also what the label liked too. It was safe.
It was safe. The labels will always go safe, and I understand it because when you're risking that kind mm-hmm. of capital, it's kind of, but that doesn't mean us as artists, that's what we want.
Right.
Did I cut you off? I mean, not that the listeners
care. I was
going to
say, do you really care? I'm over here looking at him, pointing, did I cut you off?
And I'm after like, all of that, you want to know.
He knows the answer.
Did you want to finish your mindless
point? I don't even know what he was talking about.
No, I was basically saying that definitely I went through the same thing that you guys went through.
All right,
through.
Anyway. So
I've talked about it already.
You said it went much later, though.
It went much later. It did go much later. And it was just like, do I even want to be in this industry?
Yeah.
But what brought me back was actually remembering the impact that music does have around the world and the fans and stuff like that. And I was like, and I'm going to plug this one more time because I always say this. It was the Midnight Special. It's a show that was back in the 70s.
I didn't hear this.
And you probably weren't there at that time. And it was Gladys Knight, Midnight Train in Georgia. I went through my YouTube.
Wait, time out. Let me get this straight. So like at night when they're doing the infomercials?
No. I was on the computer and I just started typing in songs that I had loved in the past. Because, you know, we grew up listening to classics. That's what that was like our school.
Yeah.
And I started going through this rat hole of like songs. And when I saw the.
Is What a Night on there?
No, but Come and Get Your Love was on there. But it was when I saw her performance and just the connection with music and you feel like she's there, like she's singing and singing with all her soul and heart. I said, music's not dead. It's just different right now. Mm. But our responsibility is to be that different part of it, you know, away from what's the norm now.
Yeah.
And it actually made me more energetic because I'm like, where's this sound again? Or where's this music? And instead of throwing in the towel, we can be part. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution.
And I, you got to also remember at that time, Uncle Michael was at war with Sony.
I was just thinking about him.
And it's like, geez, I don't.
If he can't, and
they were giving it to him, and you know, trying to get him. So tough. It's like, whoa. Do I really want this? You know. But anyway, that also just one more mm-hmm. little tidbit for any listeners who care. That was also a big reason why. Identity was the album Identity. We did 100% on our own
mm-hmm.
Because we didn't want to get in that position where someone controlled our destiny.
We haven't really signed with the major label since, and I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, I've come back. We have different opinions.
I've come back around,
but at the same time, I'm not going to say it's a must because you're giving up part of yourself doing that and your control. And I'm still somewhat traumatized. I'm getting over it. I get it. I respect it.
I think it's a different world now. I mean, and then there was it was the 9/11 because that's around the time when we got out of our contract around that time, I think. And then there was the whole Napster thing as well.
Yeah.
That all came into
true. That's true.
With the illegal downloads.
It wasn't even, for me, it wasn't the illegal downloading that hurt. It was the fact that every company now, the way they thought.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The mindset and the business of it changed to the point where it's like, you know, it was a different world. So, Taj or Terrell, was there anything else you guys want before I start into the next little segment with calls and anything else you want to say?
I just think that with anything is if you have a passion, sometimes it's hard because you feel like no one believes in you or that you've lost hope and whatever, but try and find that hope. Try and find those people that do believe in you. I feel like we're where we need to be right now, and it's because of people believing in us.
That's very good. And Taj, there is, it's very cool. There are two articles I'm going back and forth that are basically saying the same thing. One says five ways, one says three ways. We'll go with the five ways. Okay. The article's five ways to stay positive in a negativity. Your workplace may be seething with negative feelings, but you could still do your part to help change it. Start with these five action items. And the first step is awareness. You got to understand, you got to recognize that there's negativity around you. Because a lot of times people don't even know. Mm-hmm. They just go through it and say, I just don't feel right. But sometimes you got to feel that energy being drained to understand what's happening. Anything you guys want to say on that?
Well, I think that's very important. Was it work environment it was saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just any environment.
Any environment.
I think that's important. I mean, negativity is the biggest weight.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it. You got to be able to identify it. To know what is happening so you can make the proper choices in handling it.
So not be in denial.
Don't be in denial. Be aware of it. That's the very first step to picking yourself back up after a negative situation or what's going through. Okay? I'll go through another. It all starts with you. In what ways are you contributing to the negativity around you? Are you listening to gossip? Are you participating in it? Language does matter. Everything you say has an impact. Saying something negative not only dishonors the person you're speaking about and the person you're speaking with, but it also makes you feel bad even if you don't realize it. Trust me, this is harder, it's a hard thing to do because that's another real topic. You're supposed to talk your ways out of things, but at the same time, this is telling you, you know, be careful what your language is because it will seep you through. So you just, my takeaway is you got to stay positive. You got to, if you address that something stinks or something's off or it's horrible that this has happened to me, you got to end that thought with a positive mind frame. But, you know, it's not forever. I'm going to figure this out. You got to stay upbeat about it.
Yep.
Okay. So there's two. We got five, but our phone's been blowing up, so I'm going to take a phone call. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to on September 12th, 2018?
It's Tiffany in Texas.
How are you,
Hi, Tiffany?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing great.
Good. What's going on? What you got?
Nothing much. Just I wanted to contribute to your topic.
Yes.
About like losing your passion for something.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought of immediately as soon as you mentioned it was my ambition is to be a published novelist. I'm still in the research stage of my novel right now, but I mean, for about a year, I completely quit writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like towards the end of my mother's life, I just couldn't concentrate on, you know, anything really, except seeing about my mother, making sure she was all right, and then, you know, when the battle was being. Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I thought CJ had hung up on me.
Oh, okay. I see. I love it.
But okay. Yeah, I was just, you know, so focused on my mother, so worried. There was no space left in my mind really to be creative, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after she passed away, there was like another 6-month period where I was just like lost, kind of, because, you know, I didn't know what to do because when I would write, the person I would read the stories to was my mother, you know, and she's not there. Her room was empty. You know, it was just like, well, now what do I do? You know?
Yeah. Yep.
And what got me back into it was like, I used to do like fan fiction for your Uncle Michael and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because what they had before I showed up was just so not great. I'm going to be polite and say not great. And there were people who had read other stuff, and they're like, well, Tiffany, when's your next story? When are you going to do it? And I was like, y'all still want to read it? And they're like, yeah, come on. Mm. So that's kind of what got me back into it. At the time, I was like, what, 22? And, you know, it was just the support system and, like, you know, other people and other fans and everything who were kind of encouraging me and, you know, just being friendly and kind and everything when I really needed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside encouragement. Yeah. It means a lot.
Yeah.
And that's big. So Tiffany, you're still writing. I know you said you're in the research phase. Do you have a goal of when this is going to be completed? Your book, your novel?
Jesus. Hopefully in the next maybe 2 years.
Okay. Okay, good.
Because it's like set like in the post-World War II years. So I'm really researching World War II itself.
All right.
I love that. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Well, it's safe to say you are going to complete the novel and release it at some point, correct?
Yes.
Well, okay. We're holding you to it. We're behind you.
Don't let us down.
You got my interest now, you know? So I'm going to wish you the best, and we have your support. I'm sorry. We are supporting you. Is that the right way to say that? We have your support.
Yeah.
You have our support. And I'm sorry, actually, I'm very, really, I'm going to be looking forward to this novel, Tiffany. So make sure you keep going and don't listen to negative noise. And remember those that do want to read it and that are supporting you. And then finally, something that we always do is do it for your mom, you know, like what we do, you know, and we do our music. And whenever there's times where I hit a wall or hit something, I think about my mother, I think about my uncle, and I think about, you know, what would they want and creating something that can hopefully reflect on them in a positive way, you know? So,
right.
So do your thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I have one more thing I want to ask.
Yes.
Because I have 5 different people in a group chat right now. We're all listening to the show, and it's all American fans, and we want to know, like, what's up with an American date, if you're at liberty to say it.
We're at liberty to say.
We discussed doing something here in America. So
yeah,
We don't have a date. But
do you have like a city plan, maybe? A city you're looking at?
Everything starts with an idea. We have an idea.
I think, Tiffany, I really think LA would be the first spot we would do it. And I will say this, I do think it's happening. I don't know when, but I do think it will happen sooner than later. I know that's like a typical 3T thing to say, but you know, this is our second kind of big show we've done in the last couple of years, and it's all been positive. You know, the reception's been positive. The experience for us has been positive. Just being on stage and singing has been positive. And we get that question asked a lot, and we have a lot of family and friends that want to see us that can't.
I hope I'm not annoying you when I ask that question.
You are not annoying. No. It's a very valid question, and it's something that we struggle with because we want to make sure we're pacing ourselves and doing it right.
Yeah.
And we understand and appreciate our American fans.
Yeah.
And value everyone.
And we do hear you.
And we want to make sure you know it's on our radar. It's not one of those things where we don't like the States and we won't do the States. It's not that at all. It's just got to make sense for us.
And be right and
be done right. We take pride in doing, you know, the best shows we can, and we want it to be a great show. I just
want to comment one more thing. You guys were saying about how your sound was different with what the sound was like when you were at battling with Sony and everything.
Yes.
Like, your appeal to me was that you didn't sound like everybody else. Yeah. You didn't sound like the other NSYNCs. You didn't sound like the other Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
You know, you had a different sound. Like when Chapter 3 came out, nobody knew what to expect. It had been so long between albums. And I'm like, this is the kind of music. I mean, when I first just started playing and got past, you know, the first couple of songs, I was like, this is what we're missing. Like ballads and love songs and songs that mean something other than like, how many girls you got or how much material things you got. You're singing about like real emotion. Like I do, I want to marry you. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And you know, I think that's a message now that's missing that really needs to be brought back. And you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
In perfect harmony also.
thank you, Tiffany. That means a lot. So thank you. And
it really
means a lot, because when we go into work, we want to stay true to who we are and not, you know, you got to understand when we do things, we're getting notes or persuaded by outsiders to be more like this or be more like that.
Right.
And we got to stay true to who we are and do what we believe in. So hearing your support helps us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm glad to help.
All right, Tiffany. Well, you have a great rest of your week, and hopefully we'll talk next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys too. Thank you guys. Love you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
So, okay. What a great call. Thanks, Tiffany. All right. Number three. We had number one was what, Taj?
Something about acknowledging, agreeing with that it's the negativities around you.
Be aware.
Yes.
Yes. The first step is awareness. Gerald, do you remember too?
Number two.
He reminded me of that kid in the class that doesn't want to get picked.
Let me tell you the problem was. I remembered one of them, and I was waiting for which one he was going to answer. But while he was answering one, I remember the other one.
Okay.
So the other one was, it starts with you.
That's good, Gerald. Yeah.
Is that exactly what it said?
It all starts with you.
Very good.
But I could have said it starts with you.
I forgot that one, actually.
But I know you didn't.
That's because it always starts with me.
I remember that.
All right. Number three, we're going through five ways to stay positive in negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is speak up. Tell the other person how you feel by saying, this doesn't work for me. Mm. It's non-judgmental, since you're making it about you and not them, which is very powerful. Let me rephrase that.
You
gotta
use your voice.
Yeah, but you got to say, this doesn't work for me.
Mm.
You know, this is, instead of, this isn't going to work.
Right.
Because in the saying, it's non-judgmental, since you're making it about yourself and not them.
Interesting. Yeah, words. Yeah. Words matter.
You got to read more, Taj. Anyway, also, people often don't realize they are being negative. Point it out in a gentle, caring way. Do you realize you are complaining? Just bringing it to their attention.
Are we on?
This is speaking up still. Yeah, we're still speaking up.
Okay.
Just bringing it to their attention can be enough to shift the conversation. Over time, people will learn what they can and cannot discuss with you, and it will stop being an issue. If you say nothing, your silence conveys permission to continue. So you got to figure out the way to stop that negative train. Again, there's a right way and a wrong way. There's a positive and a negative way. So just practice, learn how to do it the right way, and stop that negative train from infiltrating yourself.
Positive communication.
It's very important, because, you know, it can affect how your rest of your day is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just hearing negativity at work, when you come home, it may affect how you're dealing with your family or whatever. So you got to speak up, and that if you don't say anything, you're permitting it. You got to say something. You got to speak up. Number four, be constructive, positive, meaningful, and beneficial. What is the point of purpose of what you're saying? Is it to hurt or help? And at the end of the conversation, is there an action step to take? Constructive conversations are empowering and leave people a little better off from having participated in them. Become the kind of person who takes your time and words seriously. Any input you guys got?
No, I like all of this. This is very important. It's all positive. It's all about being positive, talking, using words that are going to benefit the situation. So, like, I know I'm going back a step, but even the speaking up and using your voice, it's, you know, that doesn't mean like make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to do it in a way that's going to be positive and going to help the situation, not make it worse.
And I'm relatively guilty of this, but there's a proper way to do it. I'm not saying I do it the wrong way, but oftentimes, and Taj, I'm going to guess you're the same way, you'll just be silent. Say, I'll just let it go.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even worth it type of thing. But there is, by saying silent, you're just letting it continue on. And there is, I think, I'm not going to say I know, that's a strong word, but I'm pretty confident there is a way that just saying something can stop that train, and you'll come up feeling better about the whole thing by doing that. And then it becomes a habit, and then you start doing it, and then your life will all of a sudden become a more positive, enjoyable life.
Yes, because sometimes you say something when you say nothing.
That's correct. But sometimes you say nothing. What?
Sometimes you're saying something when you say nothing.
Yeah, and what you're saying is it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to confuse you, TJ.
No, I mean...
I'm not 100% in agreement.
Talk to me, Todd. I like this.
Yeah, I
mean... Todd says 100% true.
No, it's not. Because
give us an example.
Silence is very powerful, too, in that way. And we live in an environment where, you know, what if you do say something and then the person or the environment doesn't care anyway, then you feel worse, which is kind of like social media nowadays.
Yes,
silence
no.
is golden.
You defend yourself and it's like theater. Then 20 other people come and attack.
There's a proper way to do it. I think the only way 20 other people, you could say your piece, get it out, and you'll feel better. If you want to take it, take it. If you don't,
need
don't.
To. I mean, I don't need to say my piece to feel better. That's the thing.
Real quick, I'm sorry, this is a little bit off topic, but not really.
Yeah.
You know when someone says you can say your piece?
Yeah.
Do you know how that's spelled?
I'm going to guess P-I-E-C-E.
Taj, do
I would say the same. I wouldn't say P-E-A-C-E.
Okay, now speak now forever. Hold your peace.
That's P-E-A-C-E.
Taj, is that correct or wrong?
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
You're just following TJ.
No.
Good choice, though. That's right.
Yeah, it's logical.
I don't know why I looked that up, but I looked it up.
I don't know why you did either.
No, I wanted to know the difference.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you.
Our goal is to entertain people. It's to,
to grow.
Educate people and enlighten people.
Somebody
so
didn't
you
know
enlighten
that.
Someone. Yeah. So
that's true. And we'll probably find that out on Twitter. So I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, I have a different personality. I can let things go and not bother me. And that might be frustrating to certain people, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to give energy to something that's not, you know.
Okay. Do you tune them out? Go ahead, Terrell.
But here's my question. You can let things go and not let it bother you. But at the same time, do you think people are taking advantage of the situation?
That's just a mindset. That's if they're taking advantage of it, that's in their head. It's not mine. Sometimes it's like if you got provoked by a bully, you could take two steps. You could either punch them back or you can walk away. Both ways are right. One way is stronger than the other. Walking away is also strong. You don't have to combat them.
Yes. Okay, Taj.
You can say, you know what? I'm not going to deal with that.
But would you think the stronger method is saying exactly what you said? Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not coming down. I'm not going to do this.
I'm not that level.
It's not comfortable for me. You know, I only wish the best for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to wish. I only wish the best for you. I'm going to go this way. And would you agree that that's the best way to do it, or do you think just walking away is the best way?
It all depends. It all depends on the.
I think you
got to
say something.
You don't always. I've lived my whole life not saying certain things.
But maybe that's your problem.
What problem? I'm in a great spot right now.
You know, and this is one reason why I love doing this show, because it's kind of therapeutic.
Yes.
So, Taj, open up, man. What's
Nothing bothers me. That's the problem.
It's safe right now. You're at a safe place. Talk
things
to me.
Flow through me. Nothing bothers me. And I think that's what bothers everyone else, is that nothing bothers me. It really doesn't. I think the thing is that...
Let me say this about you. You do have a good...
I have a nonchalant attitude to...
You have a short-term memory.
No, it's not short. I choose to give importance to certain things.
You choose to have a short-term memory, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
What do you mean, like, in terms of people?
Just in terms of anything negative, it seems like you could drop it quick. You don't
dwell. Oh, yeah.
You don't dwell. That's a good thing.
Of course, I don't dwell.
Not many people, I think, are like that.
No, of course not.
Or maybe you are the common and I'm not.
It's like baseball. They say you have to have a short memory. If you make an error, you got to move on.
You got to
play.
I still
maybe that's where you learned it.
No, because baseball, I
made a lot of errors.
Yeah, I hold on to things.
But you know what? Either way, I would think it's best to say something.
I think
because you got to within yourself draw that line.
However, I will say this:
yeah.
Although he doesn't speak up all the time, when there is something that does bother him to a certain degree, where he doesn't let certain things slide.
No.
So when he does speak, people do listen.
Because it's of importance.
I've
learned
speaking.
That. Yeah, I've learned that. But I think the thing is, like, to be like really frank, like the worst thing that happened to me was mom passing. And so everything else is just not important.
Yeah, that's
I get
how,
that.
That's how I felt.
So it's like, what else is that important in life? Like what,
that.
No matter what, whether it's our career or whatever, it's like, yes, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, that's. The
you've
worst
hurt me
has happened.
As much as you can hurt me.
Yeah, so it's like everything else is just, it's not even in that same threshold.
And
Uncle Michael was another scenario. And it's like at that point you're just like, okay, so this is just on a scale from 1 to 10, it's in the 10 range. or on the scale from 1 to 100, it's in the 10 range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it's very low on the
scale. It's very low on the scale that's going to affect my life.
And really, that's another topic we should have, because is that the proper way to approach it? But you know what, Taj, you're not alone on that, because
yeah.
I feel the same way when I get there. Yeah. Like when I can remember that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I live by that. I don't know why. I do, because it's like, first of all,
it puts a lot of things in
perspective. There's a lot of stress in this world anyway. So everyone's hyper stressed and hyper ready to kill each other anyway. Like, honestly, like they cut you off in the road and stuff like that. People are, you know,
they're on edge.
Everyone's on edge anyway, right now. So it's like, for me, like, I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's continue on. Yes. 5 ways to stay positive in negativity. Number one, we had what, Taj?
Was agreement. Like, understand that it's...
Okay, you know, for the third time,
yes.
It's to be aware.
Okay.
Okay? The first step is awareness.
Looking for negativity around.
Okay.
For me, it was agreement.
Okay. Terrell, what was number two?
It all starts with you.
Okay, Taj, what was number three?
I don't know.
Speak your voice.
Speak up.
Maybe that's why I don't know that one. All the ones that I don't agree with, I didn't remember.
Number four?
Was anybody? There a four? Did we do four?
Yeah.
Oh.
Number four? Cheryl, do you remember?
Wait, hold on. I got to think.
Okay. 3, 2.
Oh, that makes it worse if you do that. But just go ahead.
It was be constructive, be positive, meaningful, and beneficial.
Yeah, that's communication.
Okay. And number five, praise and acknowledge. It's amazing what a few words of praise and acknowledgement can do. You want to be the kind of person people gravitate to because they know they will be uplifted by you, not put down or drained of life-sustaining energy. In short, you want people to feel good after being in your presence. Mm-hmm. It takes a true leader to walk a path different from the crowd, so when others are negative, stretch your boldness muscles and be positive in spite of what others do or think. This is something I've learned strongly the last 3-4 years, and I have to say I've tried to actually change my way of thinking. When people used to ask how are you, and if I wasn't good, I would say I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that if I was,
yeah,
like,
everybody says, how
I was
you
being
doing?
Honest.
I'm good. I'm all right.
I'm all right. You know, things could be better. Not anymore. Now that answer, there's only one answer. I'm amazing, or I'm incredible. It's beautiful. Even if I'm not, that's how I do it. That's how I approach it.
And the reason?
Because I'm putting it out there that things are going to feel good, and I want to be the person that people... I want to bring the right energy to people around me.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't always like that. It's been something that... It's a work in progress. Yeah, I don't know if it was a show. I think it was from reading Experience Life.
We've had topics on the show in terms of like saying hi to people, like, you know, the people,
that's
like, how was your day? Well, no, that's energy. That's positive energy.
Well, yeah, I'm being very conscious of it. So anyone out there who's listening, if you see me and I don't answer, I'm great, I'm amazing.
Slap them.
No, don't slap
them. Don't slap them.
But you
please
call
don't
me out.
Slap them, because they'll get mad at me.
No. I mean, yeah, don't slap them. But call me out, because that's something I'm really consciously trying to work on. No one's perfect. Not even myself. So, but you get what I'm saying. It's something that I've been trying to do, and I'm hoping it's bringing positive energy to everyone around me. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes, and we will have to close the show soon. But I wanted to hit one point that Taj, you actually mentioned earlier before we even went through the five. That was on the other list of the 3 ways to stay positive in a negative environment. You got to have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is very important. If you're having a bad day dealing with people or issues that you don't like, it's always good to have this thing in the back of your mind, which triggers some sort of happiness within you. If you don't have something to look forward to, create something.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what you're going through, create something. In the example of our lovely Tiffany, if she's hitting a wall with that novel, maybe imagine the second book or imagine someone saying, this was my favorite book ever and it changed my life. Think of something in your head that is going to make you feel great and powerful going forward. Number 2 on that list was be around the right people, which what you said, Taj, and it wasn't on that 5 list, which is why I wanted to come back.
Thank you.
But that's everything.
Yeah.
You got to hang around the right people.
What was the third thing?
I haven't got there yet. But please don't interrupt.
That's it.
No, I didn't say that's it.
I thought you just said that's it.
That's what Taj said. Huh. No. Number two, be around the right people. I was actually listening to a podcast on my run today. That was so the guy was a great talker. He said something that was so powerful. He said, make sure the people in your past may not share your path. So because we love someone, because we know someone, that doesn't mean they're the right people to be around. You know, they have a different path than you. You know, they
have a different journey.
They have a different journey. You know, I'm not saying to, you know, leave behind your loved ones and friends, but just because they're your friends from since fourth grade doesn't mean they have to be the one in your inner circle forever. If they're just very negative or always holding you back, or it may be time for you to put yourself in a different circle. Don't, you know, if you love them, stay with them and keep them positive. But at the same time, you got to remember that negative energy will transfer to you. So stay around the right people and stay positive. The third one on this list, as we're officially out of time, but we're going to go over a minute, is, again, be aware of your thoughts. So that was the only one that made it on both lists. So it's a serious thing. Yes. You got to know how you're feeling. You got to know what's around you. You got to be able to articulate it. That's it. I just thought it was important to share those.
Those are very good, yeah.
In our world, where it was a very true personal show, I think, where we explained that we went through a negative experience. Horrible. And it felt like this was the right show to do this on because we came out ahead. And we are, you know, thankful for everyone who came to the France show and showed their love for us. Feels great. And Italy, of course. Yes. It feels great. And I just wanted to, I don't know.
We're going back in December.
We're going back in December. We got to do some type of video.
We're going to Belgium.
And we're going to Belgium, which is going to be incredible great too. Yeah. But that's it. Anybody else have anything to close with before I close it? Or anything else you guys want to say?
No, it's just been it's been great.
Stay positive, be good. We hope you learned something on today's show. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to ddjf.org and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. We love you. We wish you the best. Stay positive, stay strong. Taj, is there anything you want to say?
Didn't we get something in donation?
They can hear us. Yes. Yeah.
But very good, Taj.
They didn't give it to me, so I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
We want to thank. Thank you, Taj.
You're welcome.
We want to thank the fans out there. And I'm not going to go through all the names, but you know who you are, who supported us and gave us a great donation just a couple weeks ago.
DDJF.
You gave DDJF a donation, and we just want to thank you. We understand it's not easy to do, but it means a lot not only to our foundation, but it means a lot to us, because we will always appreciate you and remember you for sacrificing and doing that for us. So we got a great, nice little donation from a group of fans, and we love you.
And
thank you.
From some individuals
as
well.
And some individuals as well. So we thank you. And again, it's all about love. Make sure you're around the right people. Support each other. Build your community. And that's it, right?
Yep.
All right, everyone. We love you, and have a great rest of your week. Adios. Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.